Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The team is together on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. We are trying to figure out what's happened with this train. All right. So I'm hoping I'm not going to put everybody to sleep with this. Molly's been.
That's a wonderful introduction. What's yours?
Okay. I've got some technology news when it comes to the train. I've told a story about the pedal, the dead man's pedal that all train locomotives have, but they also have governors. Are you all familiar with the concept of having a governor?
A governor is something that goes on the throttle to keep it from going over a certain speed.
That's very good, Richie. Thank you. And most trucks have them on the highway now. You can put them on your car. If, for example, you have a 16, 17-year-old who's driving for the first time, and you think that they ought to have use of your car, but you don't want them driving over a certain speed, you can buy a governor and apply it to the computer mechanism in the car.
And we used to have them on our mini bikes and go-karts when we were kids.
I had them. You can have them on tractors. You can put them anyway. It's just as it's a limiting device, a restrictor, if you will. So there's this whole thing that my pal Donald did in bed when he heard me earlier talking about this. He has a background in this sort of thing. So he sent me the information on the microcontroller. It's the governor, a new state-of-the-art governor that controls diesel engines on locomotives. And you can put these things on, and with the use of this unit, it's mounted in the cab, and it is actuated by either someone in the cab or by someone outside the cab. In other words, we're back to this discussion of GPS and controls from outside the cab. And I guess I'm wondering that in this circumstance, I wonder why it is that we need to, in essence, babysit these people that we've hired or get hired to do these kind of jobs. Why is it necessary to have more controls on this equipment? That's what you hire the engineers for. If you don't want an engineer, or you want to run the train from outside the train, then why hire an engineer? Make the trains like the cars that are self-driving and the trucks that are self-driving and the soon-to-be planes that fly themselves. Just let the train be controlled by somebody in the main office in Washington.
Or maybe the people who control the drones.
I don't know, but I mean, I'm listening.
What are we there to do?
Where is the personal responsibility? This guy's got a job to do. Why isn't he doing it?
The train's on the track. All it does is follow the track.
That's all. All he's got to do is have, he's got a throttle and a brake. Right. That's what he's got.
You know what I wondered when I heard this is, is there only one person in charge of any train?
Yes.
It's not like there's a co-pilot.
Nope.
Another guy to go.
It used to be.
Hey, dude, you're doing 106 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And Dead Man's Curve is right up ahead. Maybe
okay, but you know why that is, Richie?
Why?
Because the unions feather-bedded so badly that they had all these jobs on the, you know, that's why the government had to take over, because the unions ruined the passenger train system that we had by having so many requirements for so many personnel that were unnecessary.
The other thing, so, question that came about is, you know, we know that Japan, we know that Europe, we know that China, they're all government subsidized train systems.
Yep, and much better than ours.
Is there the European train? I've never done Japan, but the European train system is great.
It's superb.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's more compact. We are more spread out than them, which is why the train really only works and is profitable on the East Coast and not around the rest of the country. But, I mean, saying that, that we are spread out and around the rest of the country, we do provide train service. Does this need to be a government-subsidized entity? I mean, we're all for free market, and, you know, you and I are. But, you know, will this just not work? And is there not enough money to really...
It's like going to the supermarket. People don't want to pay what it costs to do it. But the other side of the coin is, Richie, that it costs more to do it because of government involvement and interference in how it's operated. So even if the government didn't run it, but they passed all these laws like they're doing for every other business, like look what they're doing to agriculture. And the ability that the American farmer has to produce or not produce based on stupid legislation that comes from people that don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, why not close the train systems where they just don't make money because there's not that much use?
Yeah.
And put all
money. Because we're, it's the same as why do we have the Metro West Transit Authority was established in the Metro Western suburbs of Boston to run buses around to places where nobody needs or wants to ride a bus. But why? But some
because
politician came up with it.
People in some city that we have to serve.
Yeah. So that's the thinking. Everybody's got to be treated fairly. So if they don't have a car, then we got to give them transportation because they need help to get to work. Why is that my? Why do I have to pay for you to get to work? Who's helping me get to work? I've got to commute from my bedroom to my studio. It's a lot of work to get from my bedroom. I need help. Get the government in on that, Richie, will you?
I'm looking at train maps of train routes.
Yeah.
Around the United States.
A lot of them.
There's
not as many as there used to be. That's for sure. But it's kind of cool to ride the rails.
It seems like everything comes out of Washington, New York, and Chicago.
Yep. In Los Angeles. Goes
not there. A ton in Los Angeles.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment with his weekly overview of important medical information. That's next here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us here on the Good Day program, brought to you by the folks that make Super Beats. We'll talk about that in a few moments. There's a study out, a large study, that touts the benefit of vitamin B3, Ken, in lowering the risk of most common types of skin cancer. Are you buying that?
Actually, it's not a large study. It's only 386 people. They only studied them for 1 year, and they found that it suggests that there may be a lowering lowering of a risk of skin cancer, and they excluded melanoma from the list. And the authors themselves in the original report of this study that was published in the medical journal state that this is not adequate information to recommend taking vitamin B3 to lower your risk. And unfortunately, the media left this out.
Now, let's see. This is another perfect example of the news media taking something and running with it irresponsibly. You say you've done the research, you've read the paper. The news media is saying this is a large study. You say, no, it's not a large study. So here we, but once again, this is a big, we tout, oh, this is great. Everybody should get on vitamin B3 because you won't get skin cancer. And it's bogus. So
exactly.
There's the information. Yeah.
And niacin, B3 in significant amounts can actually do your liver some harm, and you should always talk to a doctor about taking pharmacologic levels of the B vitamins.
Exercise during pregnancy does what?
This is so important. This is out of obstetrics and gynecology. Doug, healthy activity reduces the risk of having a large baby and the need for a cesarean section without changing the risk of having a small baby or an earlier baby. So women, if you're pregnant, talk to your doctor before you start, but you can. You know, when I was in medical school decades ago, we didn't have women exercising. I would have failed if I had recommended that, but this is okay. 30 minutes a day, 5 to 7 days a week, it's good for you.
All right, I'm guessing I'm not going to have a heart attack because the strength of my handshake is something that puts people off because I squeeze so hard that people say, oh my God, why are you squeezing my hand so hard?
Mine's still aching from a year ago. Lancet Medical Journal, the strength of a person's hand grip, Doug, can predict the risk of heart attacks and strokes and is a stronger predictor of death than checking the systolic blood pressure. That's the top number of your readings. A grip test can be a simple, low-cost way to predict the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So let's do this attention span. Americans now have the attention span of a goldfish?
Less than a goldfish. Our ability to multitask is drastically... Our ability, Doug, to multitask has drastically improved in the information age, but unfortunately, attention spans have fallen. In 2000, the year 2000, the average attention span was 12 seconds, but this has now fallen to just 8 seconds. The goldfish is believed to be able to maintain a solid 9-second attention span. This is a report from Microsoft out yesterday.
There you go, Richie. All right.
There you go.
Dr. Ken and Super Beats. What's the story? Why should we be on Super Beats?
Doug, this is my favorite new product. In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain a normal blood pressure and normal heart rate, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in our bodies. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beats, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide, to help your circulation stay healthy. Super Beats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get a 30-day supply free with your regular order. Call 800-655-4183 right now and order. You'll get free shipping mentioning Dr. Ken's name. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Get that blood to all of the important areas of your body as he suggests. 800-655-4183 or Super Beats.
Extend your life with Extendo. neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
He's the Doug Steffen Rappers. Kenny and Molly and Tracy and I are doing rap. How are we doing? You like it?
Word. Yo, yo. What up, homie?
Alright, so yesterday we were talking about this Pew Research. I think Richie actually gave us the nuts and bolts of the story. Number of Americans who are not affiliated with a church. And so now Bill O'Reilly has taken this information and added his spin from the no spin zone. He says the problem with Americans going to church lies in rap music. O'Reilly says, quote, there is no question that people of faith are being marginalized by secular media and pernicious entertainment. The rap industry often glorifies depraved behavior and sinks into the minds of young people in a way that overtakes their interest in going to church. It rejects religion, this sort of stuff. Now, I got no use for rap music for the most part myself anyway.
I said the great, same though. Thing about Elvis.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, that's true.
It was definitely
comic book.
Yeah.
Well, that's
right.
True.
Yeah.
Elvis the
right.
Pelvis.
O'Reilly sounds foolish. Most of the time I enjoy him and like what he has to say. This is foolish. But I'm not who he's speaking to. I'm not his core. He says the casualty here is young people who listen to rap music. They hear descriptions of depraved behavior. It sinks into their minds. They then reject religion. If their minds are that weak to begin with, then that shines a light on the home environment and the school environment. And I don't disagree that what he's saying, the rap music
does
affect.
Objectify music.
Yeah.
Objectify women.
Yes, absolutely.
And violence.
Yeah.
And
right. Yeah. But does it keep people from going
Congress.
To church?
Hello.
Yeah.
So do some pedophile priests.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Next in the music department, let's change the tone here just a little bit. Or quite a bit, if you will. This date, 1971, May 14th, 1971, the Honeycomb got a gold record for this song. Put it in the want ads. Richie, crank this puppy up, will you, please? Three ladies from the City of Angels. got together in 1969. They had 2 million sellers, one ad and another song called Stick Up. Remember that one, Kenny? Do you know that song?
I remember that one, Highway Robbery.
Yep, exactly. It was as foolish as this song. It was absolutely silly.
It's got a great beat.
Yeah, it's got a good beat, but it's a silly song. But Stick Up was even sillier. Richie's trying to find it now. Anyway, they had four songs that were in the top ten.
Go ahead.
This is, I sound like Casey Kasem now, but it was kind of a...
You've got a beat you can dance to. What's not to like?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But so how many people paid attention to the lyrics? And sort of goes back to what we were just talking about with regard to the problems of rap music. You know, is that really, is it a problem? Does anybody really listen? Somebody must, because there's a lot of hooting and hollering about the lyric line, but I'm not sure everybody really does listen to it. All right, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler in the news today, according to the story that we have at DougStephan.com. By the way, the Bill O'Reilly story is at DougStephan.com as well. Steven Tyler has gone country, and here to prove it, his new country tune. What's this called, Kenny?
You know, I don't remember.
Love is your name. Right. Yeah. He performed it on American Idol. Right?
He was one of the judges on American Idol.
Yeah, right. Right, he did. But
he debuted this last night.
Oh,
yeah, this
okay.
is on the show last night.
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, my God. So, if you're an Aerosmith fan, what does this do for you? I'm thinking not too much.
No, it's cool. It's nice to see something different.
It's good. It's good. Tyler didn't write the song. Credit goes to Eric Paisley. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden,
yeah.
Molly Page,
there she is.
Ken Kessler,
he's over there.
Here.
Dr. Joy Brown,
nice, coming up,
joins us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program with our weekly lesson in consciousness. Meanwhile, speaking of consciousness, I'm not sure who was out to lunch on this deal, but I am interested to know more. So, Molly, bring us up to date on this story from Georgia, where the Army veteran was arrested for saving a dog.
Yes, this happened on Saturday, and he smashed the glass of a Mustang convertible to rescue a trapped dog inside a very hot car. His name is Michael Hammonds, and he said he couldn't just stand by while the Yorkshire Terrier was in distress. It was at a strip mall, and he says he has PTSD, and he says that he's been through enough death and destruction having served in Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I didn't want anything else to happen if I could prevent it. Well, apparently no good deed goes unpunished because he's now facing some jail time. He saw a group of onlookers.
Yeah.
Apparently the dog was panting inside the car. This is according to witnesses.
No, there's a picture of him, too. A little Yorkie.
Grabbed the footrest of his wife's wheelchair and broke the window to get the dog out. Some people calling him a hero. Other people are not happy. One who's not happy is the owner of the car and the dog. She came out and called police, and she's pressing charges.
Well, yeah, there's two sides to this, and there always are a couple of sides to it. Charlotte died in a hot car. I've told the story, I think, on the air about how she died and when she died. And under the circumstances, it was something that, not like this, it couldn't have been controlled. But the circumstances where these things take place The leaving of a car and leaving a child in the car or a dog in the car or whatever.
Everything in the car.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do it unless there's something. If the car, if you can have it running or the windows are open or the air conditioning is on, that's one thing. But if you just leave it like that. There was a story the other day of another, of a man who left a kid in the car while he was gone away to work or some other thing. How are you that mindless?
He completely forgot.
He forgot he had his kid.
He got on the train.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he remembered and he called police because he had another kid and he dropped the first kid off at daycare and he was supposed to drop the other kid off, but she was in her her little safety seat in the back and fell asleep and he just started thinking about work and forgot and got on the train and called police and the kid was okay. They got back in time, but anybody can be absent-minded.
The guy was frantic when he got on the train and couldn't get back.
Well, you would be if you're a responsible parent. I mean, those things happen. Yeah. So should this fellow go to jail for a year or pay a fine if he's convicted? This woman is determined to have this fellow prosecuted.
And here's some things to consider, though. It's not like it was 65, 70 degrees and she had the windows cracked. The windows were rolled up and the weather was about 86 degrees in that area.
Wow.
It can get up to 114 degrees inside a car left in the sun for 30 minutes at 86 outside.
Yeah.
So
it gets to 100 and my car was 108.
He should have beat her with the wheelchair.
There you go.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs and pets, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from YouTuber Dave M. He picked up a rescue puppy named Pegasus a short while back. Even though he was told the puppy would probably not live very long, he decided that he would make a video of the puppy to make the most of the time they had together. So our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a time-lapse production continuing Dave's story of Pegasus, starting with a puppy learning to walk on a treadmill. It is a very sweet.
It is so cute.
And just one of those, not a tearjerker, but it's a sweet way for you to spend a couple of minutes. So check our video of the day. As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to tell us what kind of pets you have. A, at least one dog. B, at least one cat. C, fish. D, reptiles. E, other. F, two or more of the above. G, I don't have any pets.
What about cows? Would they go in the other for you?
The cows would be in the other for me. No, really. Well, I did have cows that were my pets. I had some of them. Peaches was my pet. And it's interesting to see how Peaches and Charlotte used to get along.
Did they get along?
Well, they would taunt each other. They would tease each other. It was really sort of an interesting. It was a very interesting relationship to see how the two of them sort of played with each other. If you only did, they played a lot with each other. All right, let's get into the food news department. Richie, you ready?
Absolutely. I'm always ready to talk about food.
This is a new burger from Carl's.
Oh,
Carl's Jr. This is a combo meal, perhaps. You might want to think of it that way. With the entire combo smashed in between the buns. The Carl's Burger has 1/3 pound of beef. It's got a grilled hot dog in it. It has cheese in it and a layer of kettle-cooked potato chips.
And, of course, a hot girl eating it.
Carl's Jr.
That is so funny when they do that.
That's all.
Women cannot look like that and eat that.
They will start selling
men
these.
Don't care. You're right.
Next week, calling it the most American thick burger. You can buy it by itself for $5.79 at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's locations, or you can pay $8.29 for the combo. One of their priciest items on the menu.
Why do you need the combo? It is the combo.
It is the combo, right. Like two sandwiches in one, so they say. So, mashups everywhere. I'm surprised somebody hasn't come up with this already. This could be something that, if you haven't gotten a bad heart yet, this will get you there.
It's the Memorial Day picnic all in one.
There you go. Domino's is changing the way you order your pizza. You can get it by simply tweeting. Starting next week, Domino's will roll out a tweet-to-order system that lets U.S. customers tweet for a pizza. Domino's will become the first major pizza company to use Twitter on an ongoing basis. Place and complete your order. Even wackier than that, Domino's frequent customers will be able to order by tweeting only the pizza, there's an emoticon, isn't there, for a pizza? You just go to Domino's, at Domino's, that's what you do.
Because it's too much work now to pick up the phone and call them?
Yeah, apparently, right. The epitome, they say, it's the epitome of convenience. We've got it down to a 5-second exchange.
We don't want to work off any calories in the process of ordering for next pizza.
Can you imagine if this goes across the entire restaurant delivery industry? Subway can be delivered to your house after you tweet to them. Who else? Whoever does this sort of thing. Will this put the local pizza shop at a disadvantage? Is that why they're doing this? Because they can maybe have their pizzas are lousy. So is this a way of getting a pizza? If you're really in need of a pizza, then you order this way. 500 million tweets are sent every day. More than 300 billion have been sent since Twitter was founded in 2006. They have 302 million monthly active users. Twitter at Good Day. We got any comments about this at Good Day?
Not yet.
No. What do you think? Good idea or not? Who thinks this is a good idea?
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, why not? You know what's a better idea?
What?
Taco Bell is about to start selling beer.
Really?
Yeah.
So it'll make the food taste better?
There's a Chicago Taco Bell that's set to open on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they have applied for a liquor license.
Great.
And apparently Taco Bell is looking to compete with Chipotle, which I don't see how that can happen because it's two totally different ends of the spectrum when it comes to quality of food there.
Yeah.
But it looks like Taco Bell is trying to open up more upscale restaurants, and then they think that being able to have a cold beer with your tacos, which is a great idea, will help them do that. So let's see if they're trying to get into the Chipotle business or not.
All right, how many late-night comedians have you heard make fun of McDonald's for developing the new breakfast bowl with kale in it?
McDonald's is in serious trouble. Every single month, they're taking like a 2% hit in total business run. So they are scrambling.
Well, they're trying to shake their junk food image.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And whether that's helping them, they also are trying to experiment along the same lines as the discussion of Domino's. McDonald's is testing delivery of their... that's desperate. Who would order out a McDonald's burger and fries? Would you actually pick up the phone and call the McDonald's and ask them to deliver a hamburger to you?
Yes.
You would?
Not me, but people that are fat and lazy that don't want to get up and go to the McDonald's.
You know, you're just saying the trouble that McDonald's is in. Wendy's in the same problem. They're selling 640 restaurants.
Yeah, McDonald's is selling off a lot of restaurants, too. But back to, instead of corporate-owned, they're trying to sell them back to the franchise
owners.
And they're also skinning down their menu. I say that, making the menu have less items.
Right.
And immediately, they're going to make the drive-through have less items because it's too much, too confusing, and they're losing customers there.
Americans last month spent more money in restaurants than they did buying groceries in the store. For the first time ever.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
It is?
For the economy, she said.
Yeah. For the economy that people are going out.
I want to talk to Joy about that. What is their... Joy Brown's going to join us in a moment. I want to talk to her about how people make choices. What sort of... what goes on in our brain when we make food choices? Taste... And all of that other stuff, there's a part of our brain that is devoted to food, and I want to find out how that works. So Dr. Joy Brown joins us in a moment for that conversation here on Good Day.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flametop Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of DeFario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
One of my favorite broadcasters is Dr. Joy Brown, who has been delivering quality radio for years. Her program is on from noon to 3. You can find her by going to drjoy.com, or you can send her a question. You got a question about something in your life that you need advice on, 855-99-DR-JOY. Call, leave the question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and she will answer it on her program as she broadcasts every day. Okay, so you posted, before I get to your post, I just kind of wanted to dig into your mind about people and their choices for food. I was talking a minute ago about Americans spending more money in restaurants than in grocery stores. What is there about food? What's the action in the brain that has us make choices about food?
Hunger.
Yeah, but there are different choices we can make.
It turns out, actually that men and women have slightly different taste buds in their tongue, which is probably one of the reasons that women love chocolate and men like chocolate, but often not so much. Men tend to like salty quite often. So we actually are born with slightly different mechanisms for appreciating taste, number one. And number two, I think part of it is our environment. I was talking with somebody yesterday about mac and cheese, which, as you know, is kind of the new food.
Right.
And they said it makes them think about their childhood. So the first thing is that we are actually born with taste buds that respond slightly differently. The second is our environment sort of associates different things with pleasure and with pain, I suppose. One is just custom, that we grew up eating or drinking certain foods, and we either like them or don't like them, and our environment certainly influences that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose, you know, I was kind of alluding to a little bit when I was saying about mac and cheese, is that social convention as we get older says this is good for you, not good for you, or this is a hip food, or this is peasant food, or whatever. So there are a whole bunch of socially determined as opposed to physiologically determined reasons that we choose one food over another.
All right. Okay.
For example, now you might choose lean beef over pork because you've been told that one is better for your heart. Now the pork people are going to come after me. Mm-hmm. Than another. So it's an enormously complicated thing, including biology, biochemistry, and just sociology.
All right. You posted something, and we then reposted it in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com about racism and the use of monitors before the World Cup. What is that? What are we talking about here?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you're looking at my Facebook
page.
Thank you.
All right, you got 30 seconds.
Right, 30 seconds. It turns out that the World Cup has decided that it's not going to, Russia in particular, or the games in Russia, because Russia is one of the major causes of the problem of racism toward players. And so what they're going to have is the monitor is the old-fashioned kind of monitor. It's like the hall monitor. It's human beings. And they're going to report it in huge fines.
Really?
They're saying they're not going to tolerate it. Yeah, not going to tolerate it.
Huh. All right. So there's some info. Check it out, Better Living Box at DougStephan.com or Dr. Joy's website, drjoy.com. Joy Brown with us here on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis?
Tell me, you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Jerry Lewis in the news from Back to the Future, the power of love, Richie. Crank it up. The director of the movie was Robert Zemeckis. He was having his birthday earlier on today, 63. You got another clip from that movie?
Absolutely.
This baby hits 88 miles per hour. You're going to see some serious
What a great franchise.
Yes.
Great, not good, great franchise, Back to the Future. And I think there was some talk about bringing another one back, if I remember correctly. You're always trying to bring that stuff back again.
Yeah, absolutely should.
How does it come across, though, even if you can get what's his face in it. You can't. Michael J. Fox isn't going to do it.
He'd do it in a heartbeat.
You think he would?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. That guy's working and,
all right.
and looking for work.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's that story. As we get into movie moments, we have movie music. Chucker is not with us today, so will all of us bring a different piece of the pie to your presence in terms of movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Nearly 124,000 people in the U.S. are currently waiting for an organ transplant. With 150 people being added to the nation's organ transplant waiting list each day, the demand for organ donors has never been greater. Dr. Brooks Edwards is the director of the William J. von Liebig Center for Transplantation and Clinical Regeneration at Mayo Clinic.
A living donor can save a life by donating a portion of their liver or one kidney. Deceased donors can donate multiple organs and tissues, saving or enhancing up to 60 lives. Tissue and cornea donation can restore mobility and sight and provide healing to burn victims, among other benefits.
Mayo Clinic recently surveyed consumers about organ donation and transplantation in the hopes of gaining insights into consumers' perceptions and to build awareness, understanding, and support for organ donation. For results from their survey and what you can do to become an organ and tissue donor, please visit mayoclinic.org. This is Larry Stevens.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame Top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of the Dario Electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Hi, movie news. The movies at Cannes, C-A-N-N-E-S, not the other Cannes. Festival directors have said to those who are participating or who have come, this festival kicked off yesterday with the director saying, do not dare bring a selfie stick to the event.
No.
Yeah. This is one of those things they're running around.
They're really fighting against these selfies,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they don't want. It's a black tie affair. They don't want these people. Apparently, there's a lot of attention on Natalie Portman because she makes her directorial debut. Emily Blunt stars in a new FBI drama. Oscar winners Matthew McConaughey and Cate Blanchett have films competing for the top prize of the festival. And all of the would-be hoo-has are there trying to get their pictures taken with the stars. And so the director said, nope, nope, and nope. You have a selfie stick, or you're going to try to take pictures with these people, forget it. This is not that kind of affair. Highbrow affair.
Hmm.
All right, who's got the next bit of movie news? Kenny?
Oh, no. You want some tech news?
Yes, Richie, please.
All right, so about 15 years ago, I'd stopped buying DVDs because I said everything's going to go out to the Internet.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like I was wrong because then Blu-ray came out. Guess what's coming out now?
What?
Ultra Blu-ray.
Really?
It's going to have whiter whites and blacker blacks, and they say it'll also
like a commercial for
high dynamic. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, whiter teeth and fresh breath.
That's exactly right. So they say this thing should launch sometime later this year, and they think that actual media, physical media, will be around for years to come.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good news, isn't it?
You watch these ultra HD TVs. I think that my picture on my TV can't get any better.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable looking at these pictures. It's like you can reach in and grab it.
Isn't that amazing, huh? Technology. Well, Molly, you're off the hook. Kenny, you're off the hook because it's 59 past the hour.
Oh, mine was great.
Oh, well, save it for tomorrow. 59 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.